This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will leave for Kuala Lumpur tomorrow morning on a two-day visit to Malaysia. This will be the third visit of Prime Minister to Malaysia and the first after the elevation of the India-Malaysia bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in August 2024. More from our correspondent.
The key highlight of tomorrow's engagements will be the Prime Minister's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modiji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi with great pomp and show. From fusion and LED dance performances to singing programs, the event will be a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center organized by the Indian diaspora, the third largest in the world and home to the second largest PIO community globally. Delegation-level talks and the exchange of memoranda of understanding are scheduled to follow on Sunday. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon students to dream big, fear less, and draw inspiration from biographies. Interacting with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program, Pariksha Pe Charcha, Mr. Modi called the absence of dreams a serious mistake. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. President Draupadi Murmu today called for deeper financial inclusion, responsible use of technology, and greater participation of women as India's digital and fintech ecosystem continues to expand. Addressing the Black Swan Summit in Bhubaneswar today, the President said India's fintech journey should be remembered not only for innovation, but for inclusion and gender justice. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition's protest on various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members, including from Congress, TMC and DMK, again trooped into the well, shouting slogans against the government. While Rajya Sabha transacted normal business before being finally adjourned for the day. Both the houses will meet again on Monday at 11 a.m. In Uttar Pradesh, the Election Commission has extended the deadline for filing claims and objections under the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR exercise by another month. Voters can now submit Forms 6, 7 and 8 till 6th of March 2026 to add their names, seek corrections or request deletions from electoral rolls. India have clinched their Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record 6th time, beating England by historic 100 runs in the final in Harare, Zimbabwe. The 14-year-old sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi laid the foundation for India's victory, smashing breathtaking 175 runs off 80 balls, while skipper Ayush Mhatre contributed 53 off 51 balls. India's bowlers then sealed the victory with RS Ambrish claiming 3 wickets, while Dipesh Devendran and Kanishk Chauhan picked up 2 wickets each. It is a historic win for Ayush Mhatre-led India, as it's the largest margin of victory in terms of runs in an Under-19 World Cup final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the Under-19 Indian cricket team on winning the ICC Under-19 World Cup. In a social media post, Mr. Modi commended the players for showcasing their exceptional skills throughout the tournament. The Prime Minister wished the players for their upcoming endeavours and said that this win will inspire several young sportspersons. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has congratulated India's Under-19 team on winning the ICC Under-19 World Cup trophy in Harare, Zimbabwe. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that it is a historic achievement as India clinches the title for the 6th time. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, will start from tomorrow. The month-long tournament will run until March 8, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both the countries. The opening match will be played at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands. Defending champions India will begin their campaign later the same day, facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.